Welcome to Healing Hearts Private Podcast Community. I'm your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules, inviting you on a transformative journey of healing wounds, elevating minds, and affirming purpose. Together, we'll restore hope, tap into our treasures, and share our unique stories in a safe and supportive environment. Connect with like-minded women and flourish in your God-given potential. It's time to heal, grow, and shine. So are you ready to heal your heart?
Good day, good day, good day. I want to give you another welcome to being here for our introduction to our Healing Hearts private podcast that we are launching. I'm so delighted that you have taken the initiative to join us and to be with us in this safe space, in this oasis is what I'm calling it, a healing oasis, a place where you may have felt dry, where you may have felt deserted, where you may have felt alone, but coming into this place where you could be watered, where you can be refreshed, where you can be restored, and you can walk out your healing journey in this community. On this introduction, I just want to give us an overview of kind of what we're going to be talking about as we are discovering a path to healing with Healing Hearts and what this is all about and pretty much how did this come about. Well, if you are here at some point in time, you have been faced with being in some type of transition. And one of the things that I've learned is that anytime that we are in a place of transition, we have to make sure that we are not carrying any extra baggage, any unnecessary weight into the new season. And oftentimes we go through things, life happens, as we say, life be lifing, and you know, we get caught up in our emotions. Sometimes we may stuff our emotions and we may not want to deal with them. And so as we are on this journey, I want to just really give us the opportunity to share our stories. I want to kind of give you what the Healing Hearts actually stands for, the hearts part. When we talk about healing our emotions, our guided spiritual approach, it helps you to tackle negative emotions, traumas, fear, and doubts head on by offering the emotional healing that you've been seeking. And we're to the place now where there's no more Band-Aid solutions. We are not using any more Band-Aids. We want to get to the root of the emotional distress and discover transformative healing. And so when we talk about HEARTS and the acronym that it stands for, Healing Hearts, it stands for healing wounds, elevating minds. It stands for affirming our purpose. It also stands for restoring hope, tapping into treasures, and also sharing our stories. One of the things that is so powerful is the ability to be able to share your story on the healed side after you have gone through the other processes. When you get to the S, where you have the ability and you have the power and you have taken your authority to speak and to share your story from a healed place and not a place where we still are bleeding. And when we're bleeding on others, it becomes very transformative, not only for you, but for those that you are sharing your story with. So I just wanted to kind of give us that because we really are on a quest for healing, wholeness, and a fresh start. I know many of you, I've had to go through my own healing journey in the process, and I'm honored to be able to bring you into this place and space where I can begin to unpack and to begin to share some of my own stories and just life experiences that I've had to walk through as a woman who was seeking transformative healing. So Again, H, healing hearts. We're going to heal your emotions. That's number one. Number two, we're going to elevate your mind. We are going to be immersing ourselves in weekly episodes that I will be launching here. I will be uploading or sharing some daily devotions. It may be something really, really quick. It doesn't have to be anything that's a whole hour long. It could be something as short as 2 or 3 minutes, but a daily devotion with affirmations. Again, the podcast where we can go a little bit deeper into sharing on some of these topics. And all of these are designed to elevate your mind, providing you with clarity and focus. Because listen, until you change your mind, that's where transformation starts. Transformation starts with you and I making a choice that we are going to change our mind, that we're going to renew our mind, and we're going to begin to think in a whole new direction. A, affirm your purpose. Have you ever felt like that you were meant for more? I know that I have. I can remember even back in the early 2000s, just thinking like, God, there must be so much more to life than just this, what I'm experiencing. And so one of the other things and another component of this path and journey that we are going to be on is helping you to affirm your divine purpose, meaning that reason why God said, I need this person here to be birthed into the earth because there is something great and there is something powerful that I need for her to share with the world or those that she's been called to. And so we are going to experience the power of unlocking your true potential. Next, we're going to talk about restoring hope. Now, listen, we believe that everybody deserves to live a life that is filled with hope. A life that is filled with hope. And so the content and the stories that we are going to be sharing, it is going to not only inspire you, but it is going to instill you in a restored sense of hope, helping you to see the possibilities of a brighter future. The T is tap into treasures. You're going to learn how to tap into your own personal treasures, your own treasure chest. I always share with my clients that everybody has a treasure chest, that the heart of a person is their treasure chest. And whenever people violate our hearts, when they may cause us some type of hurt or harm, or when they do things to us, that they are robbing us of our treasure. But that does not define us. Whatever has happened to us, whatever experiences you have had, that does not define you. You still have a treasure box. And there are some hidden things that you have not even tapped into yet. And we're going to be uncovering some of those unique skills that you have, some of your talents, your strengths that define who you truly are. And we're talking about those gifts and those talents that are God-given. And those are the things that no one can take away from you. And so during our podcast, we're going to be continuing to guide you on this journey of self-discovery. Next, we're going to talk about sharing stories. Again, as we are connecting in this community, everyone that is here is on the same journey. The Bible talks about us going from glory to glory and faith to faith. And so we are always growing. We are always maturing. We are always evaluating where we are. And we may not quite be able to put our finger on or even realize that we have picked up some things from the last season that we really need to deal with in order for us to be successful in the current season or in the new season that we are walking into. So we just want you to know that you are not alone. And listen, I may be asking for some of you to come on and to be a guest on our on our podcast. And so, again, this is an unrivaled experience. This is the first time that I've ever really done it in this manner, podcast wise. But listen, this is not just another podcast. It's not. It is literally an extension of the Kingdom Coaching Program, which is a one-of-a-kind transformative journey that focuses on accountability, okay, responsibility, okay, and commitment. And so this supportive community, it's unlike anything that you may have even really experienced before. And so I just encourage you that if you are really ready to take the first step on the path to healing and wholeness, to continue to tap into the podcast, make sure that you have subscribed to the YouTube page and set the notifications so that you will get the alert whenever the new podcast drops. Not only that, but we also are going to have a private discussion board where we will be able to share more. That is where I will be popping in links for maybe some audio recordings, or where I will be sharing some prayers. I will also be doing some daily devotions and affirmations for us, you know, throughout the week on whatever topic that we are working on for the week. And so you want to make sure that you are tapped fully in so that you can, you know, not only just come into this transformative journey, but to step into a new life, to step into a new life. Now, one other thing that I want to talk about on today, before I end out this introductory podcast episode, well, it's not going to be episode one. You're going to get episode one, but it just in this introduction is I want to talk a little bit about some of our pain points when we talk about being in emotional duress and having these range of pain points and experiences. And sometimes we may not attribute it or really have the tools and the resources in order for us to continue to walk that thing all the way out to the place of not just healed, but also whole. Okay. So feelings of overwhelm. You may often feel that you are overwhelmed by your emotions, which leads to stress, anxiety, and the inability to cope with daily tasks and responsibilities. Everybody has been affected by this. And I'm sure that because you are listening to this, you have come through the past 3 years that we have been living in, right? We have all been impacted. We have all been affected by the pandemic. We have all during that time, sometime during it, have experienced these feelings of being overwhelmed and, you know, the stress and the anxiety. And listen, when we are not emotionally well, guess what? We're not going to be physically well either. You know, and so we'll even talk more about the eight dimensions of wellness because it all matters. It all matters. Another pain point that you may be struggling with is self-doubt and low self-esteem. Listen, we have no time to try to cover up because guess what? People can see it anyways. No matter how we try to dress it up, no matter how we try to disguise it, it comes through in our speech. It comes through in our thoughts. It comes through in our behavior. And so emotional duress, it can lead to these feelings of the self-doubt, the lack of self-worth, and low self-esteem. This could manifest in second-guessing yourself, making second-guessing decisions, of feeling undeserved of happiness or success, feeling like there's something wrong with you, difficulty accepting compliments or positive feedbacks. You know, so these are the things that we're going to be, that we need to take a look at. And we need to evaluate and to make sure that none of these things are creeping around our door. And if it is, let us deal with it. There's something that the Holy Spirit had dropped on me. And the Holy Spirit said, like, you cannot dress up dysfunction. You can't dress it up. You can't degree it up. No, we've got to face it head on. And so this is what we're going to be doing here in this community. Now, another pain point would be difficulty expressing your emotions. Sometimes us women, we may have trouble articulating our emotions and our needs. And that will leave us feeling misunderstood or as if our feelings are invalid. Another pain point would be loneliness and isolation. Emotional duress can often lead to these feelings of isolation, even when you are surrounded in a room full of people. You may feel, again, misunderstood or not supported in your struggles. Well, I want you to know that you have support here, and there's no woman that is being left behind on this journey. What about, are you struggling with past trauma? My goodness, past traumatic experiences can haunt the present, causing emotional pain that is difficult to overcome. This could include the aftermath of abusive relationships. It could be the loss of loved ones if you're struggling with grief. It could be traumatic events from childhood. Listen, we don't have to struggle alone. We're going to be talking about trauma and what that does to us and giving us the tools and the resources, again, to continue on this journey of transformative healing. What about uncertainty about the future? Women who are in emotional duress, listen, they will often struggle with uncertainty about the future. And this can show up as anxiety about change, decision-making, and just simply fear of the unknown. What about the lack of purpose or direction? Some may struggle with understanding their purpose in life, which is going to leave you feeling lost or feeling unfulfilled, even in your current circumstances. There's also some who may neglect their physical health. Emotional duress can often lead to us neglecting our physical bodies, our physical health. This includes poor nutrition, the lack of exercise, or even disrupted sleep patterns. And listen, I'm not afraid or ashamed to say I have struggled in that area. And I didn't have the understanding of why my negative emotions and even my suppressed emotions had affected my physical health. And I did not know it. I didn't know it until, well, I might as well go ahead and jump in and tell this story here. I didn't know it until I was in a continuing education class. And so this had to be around 2009, 2010. And they begin to talk about Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die. It's a book by Kay Troutman. I believe it's her name. And that might not be her last name. Kay Truman. I'll make sure that I get us the link for that. And when she began to talk about the symptoms of what happens when we suppress our emotions and when we don't deal with them, and at that particular time, I was just diagnosed with anemia, severe anemia. And I had to go on taking iron pills. And if you've ever had to take iron pills, you know what those will do to your digestive system. And so what I did not realize is the emotional door that was open that caused the anemia to surface. And when she began to go down and I began to read, you know, the symptoms that I have, I thought, oh my goodness, like, why doesn't anybody talk about this? Why am I just now hearing about this? And why have I never even heard about this in the church? You see, at that particular time, I was on a quest and on a journey, and I was learning about deliverance ministry. I was learning about inner healing. And I thought, like, wow, this is really a spiritual thing that's going on that is now manifesting in my physical body. And so from that very moment on, I really have been an advocate of emotional health and emotional wellness. If you have followed me for any length of time, from way back then, even when I first started my first podcast on Blog Talk Radio called Jewel Speak. And so this has really been my passion because I've lived it. And so I'm very aware of my emotions and making sure that I keep them in check, making sure that I feel them. I don't ignore them. I don't express, I don't try to act like, I don't suppress it, but I allow myself to feel it, but I also allow myself not to get stuck and move on from it so that I'm not harboring these feelings and these things are now, causing disruption to my physical health. So that is one of many testimonies, that I will be sharing with you. But listen, it becomes very important for us to understand that when we are in emotional duress, that there is a neglect of our physical health, and they are directly connected together. The last one that I want to talk about is relationship struggles. And God knows I can write a whole book, probably a couple of books, about relationship struggles. My emotional duress, it put a big strain on my marriage. I've been married for 32 years now. And it really hasn't been, except for the last maybe since like 2018, 2017, 2016, things really came to a head. And I really had to buckle down and really just do the internal work on myself. I could no longer blame my husband. I could no longer carry around bitterness and unforgiveness. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, And so I've seen the effects of emotional duress put a strain on relationships, cause conflict and miscommunication, or the feelings of disconnect with loved ones. I've lived it. And I'll be sharing even more of that story and that journey in some of our future episodes. And so, just in talking about today and in our introduction about what Healing Hearts community, the private podcast community, is all about, is that these pain points, they can cause, they can seriously impact your quality of life. But it's important to remember that help is available. Therapies. I am a certified clinical faith-based counselor for those who may need it. I may not be able to take you on, but there are a group of therapists who are well qualified and well able to take you on. And so there's therapies that you can do, support groups and programs, just like Healing Hearts private podcast community, that can provide the much needed support, guidance, and also tools for healing. So I just am excited. I'm honored that you have made a decision to come into this place, in space, and to just to let you know that, it's not impossible for you to get to the place of not just being healed, but to live in a place of wholeness. It is possible. It is possible. And so this is our introduction to Healing Hearts podcast community. I'm giving you a little bit more details about what we are going to be doing, what we're going to be talking about, and just letting you know that we are super excited that you are taking this transformative journey with us to healing and wholeness. And so you want to make sure again that you are subscribing to the YouTube channel and that you are making sure that your notifications are set I will be dropping a link to the discussion board, which is private. This is where we will be able to communicate. This is where I will be sharing some of the devotions and some of the other things that we will be uploading even to the YouTube channel. Again, I'm just excited for you to be here. And I pray that this is a blessing to you. I pray that you fully tap into all that God has orchestrated for you for such a time as this. I am your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules. Again, this is the Healing Hearts private podcast community, and we will catch you on the airwaves on our next episode, which will be episode number 1. You want to make sure that you tune in. God bless you. Goodbye. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.